means it's time for today's No Sweat News. We gear up for Godsmack tickets on the No Sweat News quiz.
Love that.
Let's go, baby. Come on. Godsmack awaits you.
Godsmack and Stained is late July at the PNC Bank Arts Center.
All right.
Dateline Japan for our stupid criminal of the day. Police arrested an 85-year-old man on Sunday for trying to steal two packages of condoms.
Two packages of condoms.
Convenience store for the 85-year-old man.
That's really when the rubber hits the road right there.
Oh, yeah. 80, can we give Mr. Pacino some of these?
Telling you.
God bless him. I mean, quite frankly, if he's still doing that sort of thing at 85...
What? You just said 50 minutes ago you were against it.
I am. That's why I want him to use a rubber.
Oh. I see.
We're coming to Maryland for story number...
Preventing any little Pacino babies.
Exactly. Maryland for story number two. This is quite bizarre. Follow me here. You can get a specialized license plate in Maryland that is in memory of the War of 1812.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you're a history buff. The War of 1812 plates came out in 2010, but when they came out, the organization that pushed for these commemorative license plates, they started that in 2007, and they ended up having their charity's website on the bottom of the license plate. That website, starspangled200.org. Uh-huh. In 2016, the design changed. The charity's website came off, but about 750,000 plates are out there driving the Maryland streets with starspangled200.org.
Oh, I see.
Fast forward to nowadays, and starspangled200.org is not the charity's website anymore.
Wow. Oh, it's been bought by a porn company, hasn't it?
Now, normally on the No Sweat News, I would have to say yes, it's now a porn site.
It has to be a porn site.
However, now the URL takes you to a different sin, gambling.
Oh.
It's a gambling website based in the Philippines that has free advertising on the license plate of Maryland War of 1812 commemorative license plate.
I'm always looking on for a new site to bet the Giants.
So there you go.
So now I have a new one.
200.org.
Yeah, 200.org.
Nobody has figured out exactly when the change has happened.
All right.
And then here's a summer safety tip for you. You should never leave your sunglasses on your dashboard.
Huh?
And I did not believe this at all, but a story out of England suggests that if you leave your sunglasses on your dashboard in the summer, the resulting death ray that comes through your sunglasses lenses can actually set you in the summer. The resulting death ray that comes through your sunglasses lenses can actually set your car on fire.
Oh, my. What?
Basically, it's like having two magnifying glasses sitting in your car.
Yeah.
And if you go to WRET.com, you can see it right now, this car that got completely melted. I mean, the entire dashboard is melted. The top of the steering wheel is melted. Looks like it even burned a big hole in the windshield, for God's sake. And it's all because they sat their sunglasses on the dashboard in the summer sun in England.
I can't believe they call that a death ray.
Well, I kind of took liberty on that.
Oh, good.
I thought that was the whole point of sunglasses. Like, I could understand this with regular glasses. I'm surprised that the sunglasses allowed this type of activity. Mm.
I'm also surprised that the sun came out long enough in England for this to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought it was all cloudy over there.
What's the even point of wearing sunglasses now that we know that it doesn't stop the sun in any way, shape, or form for the fact that it could blow up your car?
That's crazy. I'll be honest with you. Whenever I leave my car and there's enough sunshine to go around, I usually leave my sunglasses on my face instead of on my dashboard. But that's just me. There's a little summer safety tip here on today's No Sweat News. You can find more info on it all at WRAT.com. And on Friday, we do Godsmack tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.